This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here we are at 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Happy New Year to everybody. Yes, it is New Year's. Hello, hello, hello. I'm just answering an email, Victoria. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen here, working through the issues of the day, the events of the day, people that folks are talking about. And I just responded to a request from KQEN to do a sort of a year in review and a retrospective and maybe an anticipatory thing to the local folks in the local morning program with my friend Mr. Bailey, and I'm going to suggest to him, he said, Jim Bohannon's going to do it the next day. A much better approach to this would be put both of us on together. That would be an interesting, entertaining segment. So I put that out there for your listening and dancing pleasure. Speaking of that, I am flabbergasted. Somebody sent me a note, Victoria. You'll get a kick out of this. You'll have one of your chuckles. This guy's upset with me because he says, you sound like a know-it-all. It sounds like you know something about everything. You always have something to say about everything. And sometimes, pal, you don't really sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well, so, okay.
My response to him...
Isn't it our job to have something to say about
you.
Everything?
That's exactly what I said to him. I said, it's our job. You're listening to us because you want to hear what we have to say about, or what we may talk about, what somebody else may have to say about the issues of the day or people or whatever it is. But that's the idea
here,
fella.
It's our opinions. That's
the
point. It's not
that we present some information and
right
then, what do you think about it? Yeah, right, exactly. So I'm going to tell you what I think about how stupid television news is. It's, what is it, 4 or something in the morning here in Los Angeles. And I'm looking at the bimbo on Channel 7. They've got a weather bimbo on every one of these stations. And there are 5 stations on the air right now live doing local news at 4 o'clock in the morning in Los Angeles. And each one of them has a live reporter. Remember, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. They have a live reporter in the pouring rain. It is pouring here. Pouring rain at the Pasadena Rose Bowl because they're all wondering speculatively. It's the same story from all of them. Are we going to have a Rose Bowl parade on New Year's Day or not? And what do the preparations look like? There's nobody doing anything. There's not even any traffic. There's no one except these fools standing in the pouring rain doing a live shot from the Rose Bowl, which is empty, and the streets around it are empty, and they're not working on any of the floats because it's pouring rain. And I just get, they are all so, you know,
now,
one
this,
guy
is
will,
this happening, or is it going to be
the Rose Bowl? That's the funniest thing about the story. They don't know whether it could be happening if it doesn't rain, and if it's pouring rain, it won't happen. And that's the lead of the story. That's the headline. Will it happen or won't it happen?
Yeah, I don't watch local news. I don't watch news on TV unless it's, you know, like a verdict's coming in and someone is, you know, covering it live or something like that. But, I don't really watch TV news. And mostly because it's always some poor reporter who's standing out in the rain drenched and trying to, like, talk to some neighbor that has nothing to say. I don't know.
There's no news involved.
The whole model of, and maybe this is a generational thing, I don't know anybody who watches local news in my age group. We just get all of our news on, you know, that's what a phone is for, you know? Like, I don't know, I don't get it. And I don't get the appeal of it. Is it to make people feel like they're in the neighborhood on the scene? Or,
it's an active audience. It's people who are going to work at this time of the morning. There are a lot of people.
Well, traffic, obviously, you need a traffic report.
Traffic is big. Right.
Well, actually, you don't even really need a traffic report. Everyone has Waze or Google Maps, so you don't really need it. But I think people... Maybe in it's been a long time since I would get up and commute, you know, into an office, but I don't think I ever turned the TV on in the morning, though.
That's another thing. In addition to it's interesting you said that, because as I'm flipping around during the news here at the top of the hour, I'm looking at not only the weather report, which is, they're all telling you it's going to pour, and, okay, so it's going to be wet here today. then they do the Rose Bowl, and then they go to the traffic cam. But because, excuse me, because it's raining so hard, the traffic cams that they have at various places, and they all use the same ones, they put out there by Caltrans. All you can see is the raindrops on this. And the reporter says, as you can see from looking at our live shot on the 210, you can't see a damn thing. You can see blurred white lights from the cars that are coming along on the highway. But mostly it's just the drizzle and the raindrops that are on the...
Now, rain in California, though, does throw people off. It's like snow in the south.
Know how to drive.
No one knows how to drive in it.
Hydroplaning everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's the mess. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, well, so I know you've been enjoying yourself every morning behind the scenes. It's exciting. Doug's in his hotel room yelling about, in the background, yelling about how bad the local news is.
Well, so, I guess part of it is because, it's a big treat. One of the things that's also fun, well, not so fun, observing, as I travel around, I'm obviously going to give you the perspective from where I am, if it happens to be something that's local that may have some national wrinkle to it. And so for the folks, I was thinking about the folks listening, the new listeners that are in Utah, St. George's area, and also the listeners up the four stations that we have up in the Finger Lakes region of New York State, thinking, okay, what do I have here for you? And I guess I was thinking about how the weather gets this time of year in northern New York, which I'm very familiar with, having traveled around there for a long time, used to own a radio station in that neck of the woods. The fact that the Nevada governor has declared a snow emergency because of what's gone on at Lake Tahoe, where my daughter and her husband and my grandson were stuck for 4 or 5 days. And then looking at I try to look at the weather around the country every day to see if there is, like, I'll ask Jay, she's down in Nashville, what's going on, because they've had so much weather there the last month or so. And then, I look at what's affecting people at various places across the country, and try to zero in and focus on whatever my experience may have been traveling there at whatever time of year it was, so I have a perspective on it. And so I don't need my perspective on... My daughter has, over the last 3 or 4 days, FaceTimed me any number of times with the snow, and Miles having a great time playing in the snow, and then being stuck in the snow.
Yeah, it's fun until you're stuck there.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You can't get home.
There's 10 feet of snow, so the Nevada governor has declared a snow emergency in the same area where Megan and Matthew and Miles were. The storm and the traffic, Interstate 80 finally after 3 days got opened, and then, but they couldn't, some parts of it were not negotiable. Navigable? Not negotiable. Well, you can negotiate your way around, I guess. At any rate, they took the side roads, the back roads, following whatever Waze told them to do. But Waze doesn't know how deep the piles of snow are.
Right.
So there were single-lane roads, and they had to turn around and go back to Carson City the first night. It took them 3 days to get home. Normally,
it's
about a six, seven-hour ride. So anyway, these people, these selfish SOBs, who think they're the most important, they're going to get through, they're going to go down the road, they're going to pass everybody. And so as a result of that, there were multiple 4, 5, 6 car pileups down the road of all of these jerks that pass everybody, just barely able to get by because it's a one-lane road, and then they go off the road, down the road.
Yeah, and then they expect somebody to come in and dig them out.
Right,
it's
exactly.
It's selfish
SOBs, that's all. And what are you teaching your children? If you get children in the car and you're doing that, what are you teaching them about how to be a good neighbor, or how to be considerate, or how to, just think about others other than yourself? That's one of the real problems I think we have in this country, maybe around the world. So anyway, the power lines are out. And normally we have a station in the Tahoe area, and I don't know whether they're listening or they can get us or not. So there's another front coming in. That's going to bring the coldest air they've had in 5 years there down to zero by Friday night. So celebrate New Year's. How do you like? Remember, was it?
Build a fire and stay indoors.
It was 2, 3 years ago on New Year's Eve, how cold it was in New York. Remember that? You may still be living. I remember seeing Ryan standing on top of that building, and he was shattered. He was so cold. And so the other people who were, trying to report on whatever was going on. And imagine a million people standing down there all have to pee. Every single one of them.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Once you're in that area, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
I never understood. I mean, I was a New Yorker for a long time, and Times Square is a place that we thoroughly avoid at all times. So I'm always amazed at these tourists who come in and want to just stand there and freeze for eight to 10 hours. They're cutting it down. The capacity is only, I think, at 15,000 this year. Because
they all have to have masks on.
Outbreaks.
How do they let people in? Are they in that?
I don't know if you have to wear a mask outdoors. I don't think you do. I think they just cut the capacity down.
I'd be wearing a mask if I were there.
I would. Yeah, I would. But I also wouldn't be standing out there freezing. So.
And what are you going to see?
Catch me at the lounge. Yeah, what are you going to see, exactly?
Yeah, you're going to see nothing. You can't hear. LL Cool J isn't going to be there to perform. So nobody's going to perform. He's got COVID. So he was the big headliner. So who are they going to bring in there now? There's not going to be anybody there. And the other side of it is you can see it better on television, like a football game. Stay home and watch it on TV.
Well, and it's disappointing. Fox canceled their whole broadcast, which I thought was really bizarre. But they were going to have Ken Jeong and Joel McHale together, which they had done last year. So Fox has nothing. I don't know what they've replaced it with. But Ryan Seacrest will still be out there. And Miley and Pete Davidson are doing a thing from Miami.
Heard was there's going to be a mud wrestling match between Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity. That's what they're going to replace it with.
Well, if someone wants to see that, sure.
Help yourself to that. Meanwhile, a weather station mounted on a tide gauge on the island of Kodiak, Alaska, where we do have listeners, recorded an air temperature yesterday of 67 degrees. Not below zero, 67 degrees above zero. How about that? There's a warm spell. It's warmer up there than it is down in the lower 48. There isn't one place except southern Texas, I think southern Florida, that had the temperatures that were in the upper 60s and lower 70s yesterday. So imagine, Alaska, you don't think, I don't like to beat the climate change drum too hard, but under the circumstances, there is stuff going on. It's kind of interesting that the temperature is 67 degrees up near the Bering Straits. 19 after on the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Now we're 23 after the hour. What kind of music is that? Phil, what is that music? That's kind of a... the music is ending. Good to know. Thanks very much for all of that. Well, we're not ending. We're beginning our trending report for this hour. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen with the folks who are upset about Pat Sajak's Wheel of Fortune 40th anniversary. I did not remember that he had been on that show 40 years. That he's the only host ever on that show. And can you imagine, he was 30. He was a weatherman in Indianapolis when Merv Griffin found him. And he said, there, that's the guy. He's perfect for Wheel of Fortune. And it turns out that he is. So what are people, the anniversary was December 28th, 1981, when mm-hmm. that show, both of those shows went on the air that day. So 40, he would be, yeah, he was 35 years
Jeopardy
old.
I think Jeopardy was a little bit ahead, because think that the 40th, okay. Yeah, I think the 40th may have been, I'll have to look it up, but I think
Art
the 40th Fleming
was the first host of Jeopardy, and he was there for, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years. If I'm not mistaken, he was a venerable game show host. He came from St. Louis, from KMOX, where Bob Costas came around. A lot of great people. The Bucks came out of KMOX, and I remember all three of those guys I knew when I worked there. Very interesting what went on there at the station and how they bred these big-time people. Sajak didn't come from there. He came from whatever the big television station in the NBC station in Indianapolis. That's where I don't even remember where he came from originally. I know he owns a house and he lives in Annapolis and owns a radio station there in Annapolis. He owns a local radio station. But I don't know if he's from there originally or not. But imagine How in the world could the producers forget something like that, Victoria?
I don't know. So the story is that essentially a lot of the fans are really upset that the show didn't acknowledge his 40th anniversary. And so he tweeted, he turned 75 this year, or will be, he is already 75, and so maybe he'll turn 76 coming up. But anyway, so he's 75 years old, and
it's a great age to be.
Yeah. And so 75 is the new 55. And so December 28th, 1981 was his first show. He said he was hosting at the time with Susan Stafford, whom I'm assuming is before Vanna White was
right,
precursor to Vanna.
Yeah.
And
right.
So he put out some fun facts, which was funny. He said that the top 10 shows in 1981 when he started on Wheel included Dallas, Three's Company, The Jeffersons, and The Dukes of Hazzard. Ronald Reagan was in his first year as president, and the number one song was Olivia Newton-John's Physical. So he's sort of like setting the stage of this is what was going on when I first did my very first episode of Wheel of Fortune. And so his daughter congratulated him on Twitter and wrote happy 40th Wheeliversary. And so and everyone was really, you know, happy about it. But then the fans realized that the December 28th episode came and went and no mention of his 40th anniversary. So the show has not made an official statement. The only thing I'm thinking of is that maybe they taped it so far in advance they forgot that it would have been the 40th episode or 40th anniversary.
Somebody's not on the ball. Yeah, no, somebody's out to lunch.
It's too bad. That's a big milestone.
Yeah, it is a huge milestone. In fact, congratulations to the guy. Anybody doing something like that on their own. I mean, there was a little rhubarb last week about the Audi Q3. But
yes.
That just shows how many people are paying attention.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
New York City business owners are speaking out against a vaccine mandate. It requires kids ages 5 and up to show proof of vaccination in restaurants, fitness facilities, movie theaters, museums, and the like. One business owner spoke to Fox and Friends.
I think we got to move at a little bit of a slower pace at certain times. We're having a difficult time, as is, with this Omicron, where people have slowed down coming into the restaurants over the last couple weeks, and we still have never gotten really back to full capacity.
President Joe Biden plans to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the phone on Thursday. NBC News reports the scheduled talk comes amid continued tensions over Ukraine. Russia has amassed some 100,000 soldiers along its border with Ukraine, raising fears among many in the international community of an impending invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The COVID response by Democrat leaders contrasts sharply with how Republican-led states are responding. Democrats want more lockdowns, more government, and more mandates imposed on our freedoms. The Republican response is the polar opposite. Dr. Carol Swain, senior fellow for constitutional studies on Fox News, says there's a large portion of our population fleeing Democrat states in favor of Republican-led states. Washington, D.C. lost nearly 3% of its population since President Biden took office.
I agree, and I used to love to travel to D.C., and when I go there now, it is like a wasteland, and I try to avoid all blue cities. I try to avoid New York, California, Chicago. These are places that at one time I enjoyed visiting. And we know why people are fleeing. Some of them visit the red states and the red cities, and they see that we have freedom. They see that we have low taxes, better quality of life. And of course, if they can get out of there, they do. And that's what federalism was supposed to be about, that people could vote with their feet, and that's what they're doing.
Authorities on one of Spain's Canary Islands declared a volcanic eruption that started in September officially finished Saturday following 10 days of no lava flows, seismic activity, or significant sulfur dioxide emissions. But the volcano in La Palma, off the northwest coast of Africa, left widespread damage, the Canary's Volcanic Emergency Committee announced Christmas Day. Images from the island ash damage have the landscape looking more like the Sahara Desert. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sending an email. Phil's yelling at me. Are you there? Yep, I'm sending an email, and I would have had it done except for a spell check. How many people go bananas when you send an email? I've sent the same email to this person three times. Because I put the call letters into the radio station, and then the call letters get taken out because it doesn't recognize the call letters of the, they don't, you know, it doesn't sound like a word that you can spell. So in full transparency, I'm sending an email to Jimbo Hannon, who's going to do a morning shot on a station that I'm doing a shot on, and I said, let's do it together. I told that to the program, but let's see if he does that or not. We always have a lot of fun when we're chatting together. But I put KQEN in three times, and each time it came back as queer or queen. It is. Those are the moments I want to just throw this thing against the wall. Okay, here we are. Happy times are here again. It's the end of the year, beginning of the new year. I was thinking about how we are destined for greatness here, Victoria. That's the thought I'm holding for the new year. We're exactly where we're supposed to be. We're doing the things we're supposed to be. We're creating something out of our dreams. It's a blast off into the good stuff. That's, I think, I'm holding that thought, and I hope everybody listening to this program will hold that thought as you go through the next day or so, welcoming in the new year, trying to figure out, you know, okay, if you're still wondering, am I going to watch this thing on TV? No, I bet you there isn't anybody listening to this program right now who's going to go to New York to watch that ball drop, which, by the way, apparently has some new Waterford crystals in it. This is your area of expertise. I do know what Waterford crystals are, though. You can give me credit for that.
Okay.
But beyond that, why do they use Waterford crystal? Why don't they just use regular glass? Why do they have to? What is there about the Waterford crystals that makes the New Year's Eve ball better, brighter? What is it? Who cares?
Well, regular cut glass doesn't hold the light or capture the light the way crystal does.
Not sparkly enough?
I'm sure that's part of it. I think this was originally, and I'd have to Google this, I don't know. I think that this was originally a gift from Waterford Crystal to the city of New York, the actual ball itself. And it's made by Waterford, and so it's 12,000 pounds is how much it weighs, and it's 12 feet in diameter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this year they added, every year, which I didn't know, but every year they change up the theme. So there's like a new, smaller design element on the ball. This year it's called the Gift of Wisdom. And so they add in, every year they change it up, and I think it's 192 new crystals this year, and so they represent the themes of happiness, goodwill, harmony, serenity, kindness, and wonder. So, yeah, okay. So that's going to be... Sweet. So normally it's 60,000 visitors, but they're going to cap it at 15,000 in that area of Times Square when it drops.
So if you move to the other part of the country where there always are big New Year's Eve parties, Las Vegas, they're going to do their fireworks show there. And they've got 300,000 plus people expected.
We know where the next super spreader is, but have fun.
Right. No masks, none of that stuff.
Nope.
The gatherings, this is something, again, every year there are hundreds of thousands of people that go. And the difference between New Year's Eve in New York and New Year's Eve in Vegas is that most of the people, when they start celebrating in New York, are still sober. Most of the people in Las Vegas are not. They're drunk for the whole thing. And that's pretty much the difference between what goes on the Las Vegas Strip and what goes on in Times Square. And by the way, and there are a lot of naked people. By the time the celebration is over, there are tons of naked people.
Well, if the weather's warm, right? That helps, too.
Exactly. Yeah, let's have a big party. And there are other places. I mean, most communities I know in Framingham, my hometown, I'll be there back for New Year's Eve. But I've gone to celebrate. I can't remember the last time. Let me think. Yes, I can. It was a makeup night, I think, in 2015, when I was awake just barely at midnight. It was, but after that, it was like 12:01 nighty night. And I don't usually stay up, because normally, before I had these chickens that are around me now, like Jennifer and, well, Jennifer, when she was on her own before Victoria corrupted her, she was happy. Well, she wasn't too happy to get up on New Year's, but she would. And so we'd have our regular program on New Year's Day. Now Victoria has corrupted all of the ladies, so none of them want to do anything.
Actually, it wasn't New Year's. No, that wasn't me. New Year's Day, I was doing Christmas Day with you, because as soon as I joined the show, Jen was like, all right, peace out. And so I was doing Christmas Day.
I don't have to do Christmas,
Yeah.
Right.
But then I think it's good old Rich McFadden, actually, is the one who stopped the New Year's Day if it fell during the week. Because he didn't want to pay anyone overtime to run the board.
Might have been it. Yeah, that could have been it.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, so it's now your fault. All right. Anyway, that's the inside workings of baseball here. But I'm the only guy, and I say this lovingly. I'm not trying to be a braggadocious. I beat my chest and say, oh, Doug, he's so super. But I like being on the radio, and I like getting up and doing the program, and I like being It's being of service, if you will, because this is a public service in a manner of speaking. I got to make a living at it to pay Victoria and Jennifer and Jay and the people that helped me put the thing together. But, you know, it's a labor of love for me. I really enjoy being here with you, and I haven't until, what was it, I think until you came along, I hadn't, this program had been on the air for 29 years. I'd never taken a day off in 29 years. I never took a vacation, never was sick, always on the air, every day. And
but that's, I mean, that's like not, that's not healthy.
Well,
I understand you like doing
fine.
What you do,
yeah,
but, you know, you've also
I mean, I
could
do it from anywhere.
Some,
it wasn't that I didn't go.
Right.
I mean, I can, the technology is such that I can do it from wherever I am, and it still sounds like I'm in a studio somewhere. So
right,
I'm
but like
happy
you've taken some
that.
Really amazing trips, though.
I have,
you know,
since you came along. I have
years.
Taken some. Yes, I
yeah,
have
you've been to Peru. You went to England
yeah.
twice. You went to
yeah.
Israel.
Been
you
all
went
over
to
the place.
Egypt, right?
Yep.
Or did Egypt not
yeah.
happen?
No, I've
you've
been, well,
to
I've
some
been Egypt
really
three
impressive
times.
Places. Yeah,
yeah. And I would like to go back to doing that. I would probably still have kept doing it were it not for COVID. I had plans, as a matter of fact,
yeah.
to go. Where was I going to go? I was going to take
Egypt. Maybe it
I was
going
to go back to Egypt to go into. I had not ever been into the pyramids or into the Sphinx. I was
mm-hmm.
going to do that, and then that got canceled. So I mean, then but that yeah. stuff's opening back up again. But I wouldn't. I'm not crazy. I don't mind getting on an airplane and going back and forth coast to coast. This next month, I'm going to be traveling all over the country. But I don't. That doesn't bother me. But for whatever the reason, I don't want to go to some place that I don't know. Where I don't know what the people are doing to, you know, expose myself to who knows what. So I'm still, I guess, as much as I complain about the things that we don't know, we haven't done, or what I wish we had done differently with COVID, I still sort of feel in my heart of hearts, in my soul of soul, in my gut, that I ought not to be, you know, going too far out of the country, at least for a while. I was noticing. There's an overview from the policy one of the policy institutes in New York about the global response to COVID that I think is worth a moment or two of reflection as we look at the end of the year. A lot of people are doing, you know, end of the year stuff and yada yada. And I'm not doing big stories because that's a waste of time. We all know what the big stories are. But the inside insight from some of these things, like these guys who are looking at our response to COVID, and not just our response here in America, but around the world. And one of the first things that they say in this overview, Victoria, is how we really blew it in terms of China, and how our relationship with China, which is the most important one to them, and the most, I guess, in a manner of speaking, although I think our relationship with Europe is more important than our relationship with China. But anyway, our economic ties and our relationship with China warrant, quote, serious reconsideration. Hello, duh. And that's, again, this is a policy institute looking at what the damage has been from COVID-19 to our global institutions. One of the things that they note, which I think is true, is it strengthened the power of national government, which it certainly did. It did in America. It did in Europe. I think it did most anywhere. It also, this review delineates the World Health Organization and how out to lunch they were. And this is not a political right-wing, left-wing organization. This is just these are people who are scientists and educators that work for this policy institute. And they do these reports from time to time on various global issues. And so what's more important than COVID? How COVID has created new powers. I'm just sort of picking and choosing here. New intrusions by the state into our society. New digital surveillance technology that were previously the province of authoritarian political systems. My, that's pretty indicting. But we know that's going on here. And we know the Chinese are all over the place. And one of the things that they note in here is the implication of the Chinese who are also using digital surveillance to find out what's happening everywhere around the world. And that has burgeoned during the epidemic. And it basically admits that people around the world, quote, are looking to their national and provincial governments for confidence and security, but that has failed for the most part. And it has. I mean, we were, I suppose you could say, as a Monday morning quarterback, what would you have done different? And that's what these people are saying. For the next time, read this and carry with you some of the things that might have been done were we able to have more time to prepare or to look at this thing from a different point of view. It also talks about the economic scarring that the globe has been through, which, of course, is what's happened. I mean, look at all the businesses that have gone out of business. Look at all the people that were thrown out of work. And now, on the other side of it, we have we lost, apparently, according to this, America's workforce is 8.5 million people smaller than it was last year at this time. So I wonder why. Is that because of retirements? It doesn't, you know.
There were a lot of early retirements. 4 million women are no longer in the workforce. There are a lot of, and then the shifting landscape. So workforce, which is an interesting thing that I read in, I don't know, one of the business, I think it may have been Business Insider. They said that when you use the term workforce, that doesn't, it depends on where the data is coming from, but it doesn't always include people who started their own businesses. And a lot of people took this time to start their own business.
Yeah. Right.
And so they kind of aren't counted anymore as like an employee who reports, you know, punches a clock every day. So it's a really shifting landscape. It's kind of amazing, actually, how much things changed.
Yeah, right. The foreign investment fell 35%. That is our investment in other companies and other places in the world. Chinese government virus, COVID, whatever you want to call it, has had a drastic, more impactful than the economy that was in ruins after World War II. That's how impactful this has been. And yet nobody is taking, they take their shots at Trump here in this report. But they also say the leadership is not strong right now. So they have, interesting, China has now, and they're dealing with the COVID-19, they have a zero-tolerance policy. The only country of the 193-member UN organization to have a strategy of total virus elimination and suppression. So what they're not telling you here is that they're not treating people who have this. They're isolating them and letting them die. That's what they're not telling you here. That's a very interesting, but it's China. The Communist Party, they say, quote, proclaims virus suppression as evidence of the superiority of its system. Yeah, okay, well, if you want to make sure you get rid of the people that have it,
dispose
of kill
people
them.
Quickly. Yeah, exactly.
End of that. Congratulations, China. You've done another wonderful thing, a leadership in the world. You don't like what people are doing or how they're living? Let them die or kill them.
You know what, speaking of, real quick, this is something that I meant to tell you the other day. So I was on social media, and there was an account that I had started following recently, and it turns out it was a complete, it was under the guise of Black Lives Matter, and it was a complete China propaganda account.
Yeah, of course. The world is
crazy,
loaded with
that crap. The stuff that they were saying. Yeah.
11 before the hour.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Time now on the DJV program to get into health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with questions for Dr. Ken. Certainly the question is most on people's minds, the numbers. And, you know, when we do our hourly every week program, which you can listen to on a lot of the same stations that carry the DJV program, you can also listen to it all the time, anytime, at djvhealthshow.com, wherever podcasts are available. Ken has had lots to say. Most of our conversations over the last year and a half, 2 years have been about COVID, believe it or not. Well, I think it's obvious because Ken is a noted cardiologist, has his own clinic down in Mardura, Florida, Lake Cardiology, comes to the aid of lots of listeners with their questions. Victoria is here as well with me this morning. Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. And so we have the collective question about whether, I think the most important question, the one most frequently asked, Ken, is this the latest version of COVID as dangerous? Is Omicron dangerous or not dangerous? Will it, you know, everybody wants to know when it's going to be gone. You've addressed that a couple of times on DJV Health. But what about Omicron?
I think nothing in medicine, the predictions have never been worse than in any other disease except for COVID-19. COVID-19 is very unpredictable. I'll tell you, I heard a conversation a week ago with the head of infectious disease from South Africa, this brilliant female infectious disease physician who really did the hard work to isolate Omicron. And she's the one who has told the world that in South Africa, Omicron's been very more contagious than all the other variants, the original variant and the Delta variant. But it's been a milder disease. But she tells America, don't drop your guard yet, because South Africa had a lot more of natural immunity because more people were exposed, higher rates than in America, and also it's a younger population. I think it's That was a week ago. She exercised caution for America to take away from the South Africa experience because it came like the Eiffel Tower to South Africa. The rate went up like the Eiffel Tower. And then a month later, it went away with many more rates of infection, but many fewer deaths and hospitalizations than we saw with the original strain or with Delta. I think in another week, it is looking like we're going to have a similar experience to South Africa, but I think we need another week from here to really know whether this is a milder disease. The problem is that we've seen such a spike in incidence. We were seeing 20,000. We saw 400,000 cases in America this week per day. This is the most in the whole 2 years since we've been dealing with this. And even if it's a mild disease, if a tiny fraction of those become hospitalized, it's going to put stress on the hospital, in the hospitals in America. So even a mild case, due to the incredible high number of cases, this is a significant thing. The take home, and you've probably heard this, and you know I'm not a big pusher of mandates or anything like that, but just good common sense. You got to get vaccinated. You got to get boosted because the important thing is with all of these variants, because Delta is still around. It's still
The people in the hospital now that are hospitalized are mostly Delta patients, are they not?
That is correct, but it's such a huge number of Omicron that you're going to see a fraction in the hospital. But key is that only 10% of the deaths have been in the vaccinated people. The 90% of the deaths this week are in the unvaccinated.
All right. So then the next question has to do with the number of people getting a booster and whether we are. Some reports suggest the booster only lasts for maybe 4 months, maybe even 2 months. So you got to get another one. I heard that from a couple of people, like the leader of the medical department at Brown University said, hey, you're going to need another shot in another couple of months. You've had it. Go get another one. Is that what do you think of that?
It's still the Israelis are on the lead on this. We don't know yet. This is a three-vax vaccine. Most people hopefully are getting the Moderna or the Pfizer, and you have to look at it as a three-jab vaccine. The fact that it was called a booster really is a little bit of a misnomer. The second shot was given a little too early because we were in such a rush to get the population with some protection. It's a three-shot, and we really don't yet know how long the third is going to last. Right now, the work is on an Omicron fourth shot, and that's being tested in Israel right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're not about to say yet whether people should be planning to get another shot, so that's going to take a while.
Stay tuned.
No one knows the answer
to that.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, as part of Good Day Health here. Good Day. I slip into that every once in a while. As part of DJV.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.